What you doing? I'm the AC, and this is Otaku News Reviews. I'm talking about Fabricant 100 by Daisuke Nishima, Chapter 27, The Will to Die for the Cause. This chapter came out on June 25th, 2023, and it's the typical 19 pages. Now, with the first few pages that come out of this and where the last chapter left off, I thought this was going to be a long chapter of, you know, exploring this amusement park and learning more about Kaguya and everything else going on. But aside from the first few pages, it really flies by. This chapter really feels like it wants to get to the end for like some kind of twist or whatever, or some kind of resolution already to this arc, which seems so quick. I felt like they would go their separate ways and they kind of do, and you know, have a chapter or two each of what's going on, and nope, that's not what's it. It really rushed through this whole trying to find Yaku part. But let me actually talk in more in order what happened. So it opens with a flashback of Ayako and Kaguya's master pretty much telling them to have the resolve to die for the cause. You know, that's it. And then we cut back to Kaguya seeing a Shibi 100 on one of those spinning teacup rides going way too fast, which also makes me wonder what time period this is again. I don't know when that ride would be invented or how much electricity it needs. I don't really know much about electricity in this world at all. Anyways, when does this take place? Anyways, they go so fast that Shibi flies off. 100's like, well, he'll anyways. What's the problem? And then after that, they immediately find an attraction that says, like, they only need the best in order to save the princess. And they're both like, oh, yeah, this is obviously a place where a fabricant would be in order to try to find people that they could get parts from. It seems obvious. And I was like, oh, okay. Nah, this is probably just a red herring, a decoy. There's obviously going to be something else going on. No, they find a Yaku in this. It's a spoiler right away. Not right away. It's at the end of the chapter, but it's like, this is it. This is where they find him. And maybe there could be more somewhere else, because this whole chapter, it was all right, but just let me talk about it, because it was weird. Ashibi still wants to hurry, and because, you know, he's like, maybe Yaku doesn't want to die. And then Kaguya's like, don't insult her resolve. Do you think she joined just to, you know, be, I don't know, not want to die? She's willing to save others, not necessarily sacrifice herself if she doesn't need to. He doesn't go in these words. This is me interpreting. But he's like, yeah, don't insult her resolve. Like, she's here to help people. She knows she might die. It's not like she's going to just kill herself. Like, Kaguya probably also not just going to kill himself, but he's willing to. And he just kind of over-exaggerates and a little too enthusiastic about it, maybe. But yeah, this was the best part. Just that line, that moment of this whole chapter. The rest just flew by. Because, yeah, this is our attraction. They both find Yaku, two different ones. Kaguya, he just completes a bunch of quests, and at the end, he finds Yaku just walking about. He, like, busts through a window because he's like, that seems like a window a fabricant be looking through. And then immediately attacks, but that's where it cuts to Ashibi and 100. They're in a mirror room, and they're like, huh, this seems like a perfect place for a fabricant to be watching it, to learn to mimic people is behind one of these mirrors. So 100 breaks the mirror open, and they find Yaku tied in a chair. Yeah, so it was that quick. If they got the right place, and this next part is I'm about to say is why I think it could be other attractions, because I think they're both fake. It's too easy, too quick. I hope they're both fake, and I hope there's other attractions with even more Yakus. I hope this place is just full of different Yakus all over the place. That would make it a lot more cruel and amusing, really. But too easy, too quick. What's the rush? Oh man, I hate that I'm about to say it, but is it an X? Does this mean the series can't X? I fucking hate. So tired of, that's all people want to talk about now with the series is it getting an X? But when you see something like this, come on, why? Oh no, but yeah, let's just, the title, it comes from the flashback with their master saying, just immediately seeing the title, I assumed, oh, this is because of Kaguya. But also we get to see that flashback and like, oh, well, that's why Kaguya's like this. So yeah, that's all I really got to say about this chapter, Fabricant 100. Honestly, one of the weakest chapters because it's just so rushed. This whole theme park thing seemed like it could be really cool and could take some time to be here and see how things are going to go down. But no, it looks like everything could be resolved next two chapters. Sure, there'll probably be more talking, but if these are the only two they're going to show, I wouldn't be surprised. But I really, really hope both of these are fake. the real one somewhere else. And because there's a whole second location that Ayako could be at. So this might not even be a real place. It might just be full of fake Ayakos. I'm just being hopeful. But let's talk about it. Tell me what you think. If you're as disappointed in this chapter, if you thought it was really cool, and we might disagree, it's okay. But let's talk about it. Leave a comment. Follow me on social media, The AC Stories, or email me at theacstories@gmail.com, or join my Discord, a little group there that would be nice to join. So if you want to find all that stuff, it'll be in the description. And hey, if you like what I had to say, go ahead and give it a like. If you want to easily keep up with me, go ahead and subscribe. But that's all I have to say about this chapter, Fabric 100. Until next time, I'm The AC. Thank you so much. And bye.